This is Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We're sorry. Brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. We now go live to Father David Bauer Arena.
Welcome to the inaugural Boomer and Warner Beer League Championship presented by Wild Rose Brewery. We are live from Father David Bauer Arena on the campus of the University of Calgary. Well, this historic rink, steeped in hockey history. For many years, this ice served as the birthplace, classroom, and proving grounds for our national teams that represented Canada at international events around the world. World championships, even the Olympic Games. Tonight, this 200 by 100 sheet will host a championship of significantly less importance. One with one of the cheapest trophies and most embarrassingly small trophies in all of sport. Also at stake, the claim of the best awful beer league team in the land. My name is Ryan Pinder alongside Dean Boomer Molberg, and we're just minutes away from puck drop with dozens of drunks littered around Father David Bauer, all in anticipation of a pretty mediocre hockey game as well as a few C-list celebrities that are regretfully sober at this point. Dean, yeah, what a scene.
I'm and girls, very, very excited to be here. Beasley is our PA announcer. Take it away, Beasley.
An acronym that's easier to say. Hey, meet the crew behind the scenes, providing the play-by-play of the game tonight. A big hand to Boomer of Warner in the Morning. And Ryan Pinder, morning show host, Pinder Report. Ryan Pinder in the Morning, he paid me $2 to actually say his name three times. Big hand to these guys from Sportsnet 960, The Fan, covering the game for us live. We want to welcome Will Nault. You hear him all the time, but he's here in person of the big show. Game day, post-game reporter, you name it, between the benches. Covering the action from the trenches, Will Nault. Sean Layden, producer extraordinaire. On music, Big Show, Game Day, Overtime, TJ, Power Play, Pat Steinberg, a man with way too many titles, right over here to my left. Good to have you in the house.
Oh, it's a carnival-like
right now,
atmosphere,
to our teams. We'll start with the Calgary Brew Stars. In goal, number 33, Jared Powell.
Powell's going to be interesting, Boom. He's sporting a 4.13 goals
Matt
against.
Demare.
Impeccable. Matt Demare. Almost
O'Brien.
3 points a game.
Number 7, Chris Chatur. Number 8, Tom Schmidt. Number 11, Connor Doherty. He's got 3 fans. Number 19, Mike Lobston.
No bucket and warm-up
number
for Lobston.
Number 20, Cole McDonald. Number 21, Curtis Zubin. Number 24, Brendan Crowbar. We call a crowd there. How about number 25, Jason Dabb? Number 55, TJ Raio. Number 62, Sean Andrea. Number 89, Chris Fitz. Number 91, Nolan McDonald. And number 92, Stu Robertson.
There they are, the Brew Stars. Heavy favorites tonight. Let's hear from the rural outfit as well. Buy more blues. Rob Kerr in attendance.
Now let's welcome our out-of-town guest from Buy More Blues, Byerbor. Where is it? Well, it's a hamlet in Alberta within the county of Stettler, approximately 70 kilometers southwest of Stettler and about 80 click northeast of Drumheller. More importantly, the Byerbor Blues in the house.
It's a lot of details, Ryan.
Led by number 34,
geometrically
goalie
speaking.
Ryan Gallagher. One of the best numbers in hockey, 0.5, Nolan Groundwater. Number 3, Don N. Number 4, Brad Stedla. Number 9, Eldon Stewart. Number 11, player, coach, you name it, Dan Grover.
It's a ragtag group, Dean, but they're not small.
It's awful to watch, Ryan.
Beginning with number 15, Randy Schoeffer.
Multiple brothers. We have a father-son duo.
Didn't one of them marry a buddy's sister?
Yeah, that's the other team.
Jordan
it's all very complicated.
Hooper.
feel like there's a lot of those types of relationships here tonight.
I've been told the family tree in Bymore is a lot like the Rubik's Cube. Very difficult to figure out.
Number 33, Clay Speedy. Number 61, Dwight Tucker. 69, Leonard Schoffer.
It's one of the Schoffer brothers. Look out.
Number 31, Brad Mulbaugh.
Combined 600 pounds of Schoffer brother with equipment.
With a hat,
it's a beautiful thing.
Menick.
And yes, Uncle Randy Menick is the coach here on the bench as well as a playing coach. They call him Uncle Randy, and apparently he's got a big drinking problem.
Including the program director, Sportsnet, the fan, 960. Kelly Kirsch is in the house.
Well, here's the man who cuts our checks, Dean.
Ah, there he is.
Say something nice about him, would you?
No, won't do it.
Bill McKenzie.
Bill McKenzie, president of Wild Rose.
Oh, Bill McKenzie. There he is.
A great guy.
Your official referee, official
listen to this
Plains alumni, the other side of Boomer, number 44, Red Warner. All right, we're going to have both captains please make your way over to somewhat semi-ice center, and we're going to have the face-off. Rhett says, captains from both sides, make your way over.
Come on, Glover, let's go.
All right, Matt Demaray, the captain of the Brew Stars, and of course, playing coach Dan Grover, your captain for the Bymore Blues. Interestingly, Demaray will be one of the keys to the game, Dean. He is completely lighting up one of the top rec leagues in Calgary. If Bymore is going to break somebody's bones, it's got to be Demaray's if they want to win tonight.
And I have a feeling that will happen tonight.
I wouldn't count it out.
I have that actually in my keys to the game coming
up
later.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a safe game.
A few roster notes, Dean. Two 50-year-olds on the Bymore Blues. Meanwhile, the bulk of the Brew Stars roster all between 28 and 31.
I don't know how to address it. There was some controversy. We'll get into it as the game goes along, but make no mistake, that was not lost on a lot of the people who were getting ready for this game. They felt like maybe the Brew Stars overstepped their bounds a little bit.
John Gronin's going to bring us the anthem tonight. He, of course, called in the show and did a great job.
And sing loud and proud with John. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north, strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, John. What a performance, Ryan. That, of course, John Gronin.
Some things can be taught in life, other you're just born with.
He said it was his lifelong dream to sing the national anthem at a poorly organized beer league hockey game. So tonight, if nothing else, dreams do come true.
Well, it's all downhill from here, Dean, as this game's set to begin, and Mr. Gronin has achieved already his life goal. Bymore, wearing their St. Louis Blue-themed blue jerseys, will be playing on our broadcast, right, attacking to the left. On that side, it's the Dallas Stars-themed jerseys of the Brew Stars, the Calgary-based club. It is big and slow against these yuppies from the city, Dean. We'll see how it plays out.
And, of course, this very much the epitome of a road game for Bymore. I don't think they want to get into a offensive shooting match with this team, partially because they're bad.
Yeah.
And also because I don't think they're very good.
Two very good reasons to keep things low scoring. And, of course, Rhett Warner, our referee tonight, could be indeed the wild card. Keys to the game, you noted, slowing down Demaree. What else have you got written down?
Well, keys to the game, at least for the Brew Stars, avoid overconfidence. I know they're feeling good about themselves.
Yes.
Secondly, again, the possibility of becoming too inebriated to play could factor in. And certainly for their goaltender, the lack of shots against, I'm not sure he'll get any tonight. He's going to have to stay sharp.
If there's any sort of a sleeping condition, that could factor in big in the late stages. Opening draw, Demaree against Grover, the two captains at center ice. The puck is dropped and we're underway. The Brew Stars with the puck. A pass up the middle for Demaree will gain the zone, and he's right into the meat and perhaps the blubber of that Bymore defense. There's a shot, Demaree, the rebound sent to the line. O'Brien left side will play it down to the captain, Demaree, averaging nearly 3 points a game. His centering pass eaten up by the Blues bounces right back to him, and it's loose in the slot. The Bymore Blues will clear. It's a 2-on-1. Down the right side is Stenlund. That's stripped off his stick by O'Brien. And play continues in behind the Brew Stars net.
I'm already sick of this Demaree character.
He's playing too much. Get him off the ice. Demaree again with the puck. He's on the left wing. We'll settle it down, sending it behind the net to O'Brien. And some early changes for the Blues, who already a bit of a bead of sweat on the foreheads of the one shift in. Down the right, a shot on the backhand over the mark. What a great chance there for Tyson Keith. One of the Bymore Blues under 250 pounds, Dean, and he showed some speed there.
There's very few of them on the roster, Ryan, but he is one of them. Keys to the game tonight for the Bymore Blues. It's the three C's. We've got cholesterol, obviously. I'm not sure their pregame diet and what it is consisted of. Conditioning, clearly. And the final C will be potential cardiac arrest. Their ability to avoid death tonight will be key in any victory.
Well, a rough start for Demaree. We've already called him a puck hog and an ice hog, and now he's into the box. An early power play for Bymore, and there's Keith behind the net on the backhand. He'll swing to the left corner. Knowles misses the pass, and they'll have to regroup at center ice. A puck off the skates of Warner, and the Blues don't like that. Schofer not impressed with the celebrity referee here early. Now shorthanded. Lobson in the slot. Toe drag! Tripped up and taken to the deck. Down he goes, groundwater with a bit of a UFC takedown, and looks like Bymore will be heading to the box for the first time tonight.
Warner's got his hands all over this game early. I'm not sure if that's an indication of things to come, but he has made his presence felt. I'm not sure what the call was. The faceoff is remaining deep. Looks like groundwater is going to the penalty box. That's number 0.5 on your scorecard.
If it's anything like his performance on the morning show, if he's eaten well, he will fade in this game, Will Warner. Playing 4-on-4, puck is dropped, and it's sent down the length of the ice from center by the Blues. Back to get it for the Brew Stars is speedy Connor Dorger. He's stripped by Stewart. Right side shot. That one wide of the net. Whizzing by the netminder of Jared Powell of the Brew Stars. Back the other way. It's the Stewart brothers on the ice.
Real stunner that Leonard Schofer couldn't keep that puck in.
Rick and Eldon, the two Stewarts, they're not brothers. They're close enough in age, but one is actually the father, if you can figure that out in Bymore.
That's weird.
This is looking like neutral zone hockey. Somewhere Jacques Lemaire is smiling, Boomer, as now it pops to the slot. The goal! Wow! Rick Stewart, and Bymore's got an early lead. He popped one from the hash marks. 1-0.
Only 8:51 to go in the penalty.
Oh, Demaree got the 10.
The Brew Stars. Demaree got a 10. And just like that, it's 1-0 for the underdog. The underdog Blues. A great release there by whoever scored. I don't remember who it was.
It's Rick Stewart, and we don't know who set it up, but we'll say it's his dad, Eldon. The only father-son duo in tonight's game, and an early lead for Bymore. We're playing 4-on-4. Puck dropped. Here's the call.
Rick Stewart! Even strength at 303. Stewart, even strength at 303.
Yes, a 4-on-4 goal there, and it is the underdog Bymore Blues out in front. Crowther holds the puck in at the Bymore line. It's now skated out by Schofer. He gains the Brew Stars line, cuts to the middle, and a floater punched to the corner by the netminder Powell. The Blues send it to the point. Enns will hold it in. Schofer down low. Playing give and go with a teammate, but it's broken up by Dr. Andrea. That's right, one of two doctors on the Brew Stars, Dean. I don't know if there's even a single doctor in Bymore.
What kind of a doctor? A love doctor?
He wouldn't comment, so we won't ask anymore. Bymore now in their own zone. Brewster's taking over with a back to even strength 5-on-5. McDonald in the high slot. Fitz, long point shot, blocked. Randy Schofer down to get in front of it. It's our first blocked shot of the game.
I think he may have broken his leg.
Could have tripped. He got in front of it. And there's a shot. Best save of the night so far for Gallagher. The 34-year-old netminder of the Blues came up big there in tights.
Goal earlier for the Bymore Blues coming on Jared Powell, the goaltender for the Brew Stars. Not a great start. First shot on goal, and it's in. Apparently, only vacations during the CHL playoffs, and once passed out on the Vegas Strip and lost all forms of identification. He's a loser.
Well, reminded me of the first goal, Dean. He seemed to lose all senses there. Face-off in the Bymore zone. Lost by Keith, won by the Brew Stars, but they turn it over inside the line, and here comes Keith back the other way, dropping in the slot for Knowles. There's a shot stopped by Powell, his first save of the night. And here come the Brew Stars with numbers. It's Zubik down the right, has Chatur with him, goes to the far side, but that pass hits the heel of the skate of Fitz.
Fitz is a bum. All he needed to do was play it. It was on his forehand. He elected to take it on the skate. He's also a loser.
All right, here's Bymore of their own zone. Centering for Knowles as that pass caroming wide. And
Knowles couldn't get to that puck, the outlet pass, because he's too fat.
Knowles, a Bymore Blue, it would fit the description. Here's Fitz at center. Zubik down the right, 2-on-2. There's a trailer, he doesn't see him, and there's a chance in tight for Fitz, and another big save by Ryan Gallagher, who has been an early key for the Blues.
That's an incredible save there by Gallagher. Apparently is better when he's drunk and loves to argue. He's in a spirited mood tonight.
Tribute sound familiar, Dean. Face-off will come to Gallagher's glove side. Demeray back out from the box.
I'm sick of this Demeray.
He spent more time in the box and on the ice than on the bench. Has he sat yet?
I'd love him to sit more.
Blues through center. Centering pass to the slot and a collision there. Stewart with a chance to finish. That's Rick who scored earlier. Couldn't do it there. And the old man Eldon's there to throw one on, but a save by Powell.
Warner is upset about something.
He's yelling no goal, but it was a save by Powell. There seems to be confusion.
The puck never went in, so accurately, Warner calling it no goal.
Seems like too much information, Dean.
Very early, you can see it's the Brew Stars trying to be a little bit fancy as opposed to the straight north-south style of the Bymore Blues. Or maybe they're just not as good.
It's the meat and potatoes style of Bymore, no question. Here's Deck on the right side of neutral ice, ahead for Dr. Andrea for the Brew Stars. He gets a stern shoulder there by Rick Stewart, and the Blues break up that chance. Demeray stripped. Stewart, that would be the elder Eldon with a long shot over the net. Wraps around to Spady on the right side for Bymore. He'll send this down low. Schofer can't get to it. Demeray will free it up, but it's turned over by Doherty down low. Centering pass shot, they score! In the slot, Eldon Stewart, and now the father and son are both on the score sheet.
Great pass from down low by that fat mass Leonard Schofer, found him in the slot, and he buried it. And as mentioned earlier on, this goaltending for the Brew Stars, it's hot trash. Right now, Jared Powell is no good. He's going to have to really be better the rest of the way.
Don't have a backup goalie listed, but apparently the big galoot on the back
planning.
End. Mike O'Brien would be the man in case of emergency.
At this point, anyone would be better.
Here come the Blues out to center ice. The playing coach Grover missed that pass, and the Brew Stars take over in their own zone. Right side. Long lead pass will find McDonald on his backhand. Cutting to the middle. There's a shot. Another save. Ryan Gallagher for the Bymore Blues.
Cole McDonald, one of the fatties on the Brew Stars roster.
Brew Stars with it, dancing in the slot. McDonald fires and scores! That's a big goal, as you can hear the excitement below our broadcast booth. The Brew Stars are on the board. It's 2-1.
Just an incredible goal there by Cole McDonald. 5'8 and a half, 240. Apparently misses roughly 10 games a year due to gout.
We're also told that Cole isn't afraid of dating one of his teammates' sisters. He's married to Nolan McDonald's sister.
That is awkward. That is awkward.
2-1 the score as the Brew Stars are back into the mix. Here's Dan Grover for Bymore circling in his own zone. Pass ahead for Mulback. He'll chip it past Ruio into the left corner. Mulback with the puck. Behind the net on the backhand. Watched closely by Lopsin. He's taken down hard. And the Brew Stars might be heading back to the box, Dean.
I'm really unimpressed with the Brew Stars at this point.
Now, this is interesting, Dean. That was a hit on the end wall, and it's going to be a penalty shot for Bymore.
Well, that's a natural. We have Will Nault down. He is on the Bymore Blues bench. We'll go down to him momentarily after this penalty shot is over. But it is very weird. Warner wants the race.
He wants a chaser.
Grover! You got it.
So he wants the...
No, it was you. Oh, hey.
It's going to be
chase.
Brett Mulback with the penalty shot.
Yes, one knee right here.
But we're going to get a chaser from one knee here.
You're a breakaway.
I knew there'd be chasers, Dean, but I thought it'd be at the after party tonight.
Just stand there. Ready?
Here's Mulback at center. Grabs the puck. Forehand shot. Glove save made by Powell. He's come to life.
Great save. Finally, a save by the goaltender. That's a novel idea. Will Nault is down on the bench of the Bymore Blues. Will, how is the mood by the Blues? Obviously thrilled to be up 3-0.
Well, down here. Their energy's up. They're a very excited bunch. The mood, though, Dean, is that the refereeing has been horrendous. I'm here with Groundwater, who got a penalty early on. What is Retro doing out there?
Not much.
Just
not much.
Refereeing.
Well, the Bymore Blues, despite the horrible refereeing, happy to be up 2-1, Dean.
I don't think either team's like the officiating, Dean.
I did have them up 3-0, so clearly I'm drunk. Is there any drinking going on the Bymore bench, Will? Thank you, Will. That was great.
I think that non-answer tells you everything you need to know, Dean. It's a five-minute major here that's playing out on the scoreboard, but we're actually at even strength on the ice. And here's a chance for the Brew Stars. Andrea curling into the corner. He'll center all the way to the point for Crowther. He'll play this back down low. Chatur down low. Got stripped. This Bymore defense, hard on the puck, or perhaps heavy's the word, Dean. Numerous defenders over 250.
Yeah, I fear that conditioning is going to start to play a part because already these hefty blue liners, they've got the furnace face going here early in the hockey game.
Andrea couldn't get around Gallagher, and now it's thrown to center. Here's Rick Stewart, who scored the first goal of the game. Toe drag, but it's saved by Mike O'Brien, who reached back and took it away after getting undressed. Now Demeray down the right side, top of the circle, fires, pad save, big rebound, Fitz, put it over the bar.
Fitz is an idiot.
That should have been tucked in. He missed the yawning cage, and now Demeray behind the net, bodied to the wall by Greg Gallagher, one of two Gallagher brothers on the Bymore Blues. Puck sent to center. O'Brien and Schmidt, the defense pair for the Brew Stars, will trade the puck and retreat to their own zone.
Tom Schmidt, 6'4", 215, apparently dirtiest player in the league.
Puck sent to center where the Bymore Blues will take over.
You were right the first time.
Well, Boo earns. They're leading 2-1 here with 4:08 remaining in the first period. Here's Eldon Stewart, the Elder Stewart. Fakes the drop, now gives to Spady. Chance in front, declined by the Brew Stars defense. Zubik. Right side of his own zone. Long lead pass just out of the reach of Demeray. He had him home free, and the icing's waved off.
Interesting, no ice on that call.
Demeray, side of the net. It's off a skate and right in. Save made by Gallagher. Demeray will steal back. Zubik in front. Another save, Gallagher. Another rebound. Stopped by Gallagher, who dives on the puck. The Great Wall of Central Alberta, they call him, Dean.
Just incredible watching this young man. At the age of 34, 5'10", 210, and apparently loves fighting with his wife. And let's be honest, who doesn't?
Just 2 years older than Jeff Glass, Dean, and I can tell you the dream is still alive.
Still alive here at Father David Bauer Arena, where it is good that we have the extra ice surface. Of course, Olympic-size ice, I feel like that too could play a factor.
Draw in the Bymore zone, controlled and sent to center. Mulback, a touch pass.
Awful pass.
Looking for Schofer. That doesn't work. That's Leonard Schofer. And it looks like offside, not caught by their official. And now Demery tripped in the slot. That's another penalty shot. The leading scorer for the Brew Stars is going to get to center.
Warner points to center. No hesitation on behalf of the official.
This is not the guy you want on a breakaway, Dean. Matt Demarais, 24 goals in 15 games in Calgary this year. The chaser looks like Rick Stewart here. Or is it Dan Grover, the player coach? It's Grover. There's the whistle. Demarais grabs the puck. Grover chasing. Demarais forehand fakes, fires, and scores! Tie game!
It's official. I can't stand Demarais.
Well, we called him a puck hog all night, but there was no reason to pass there, Dean. That was a penalty shot.
Matt Demarais.
Brewstar's second goal. Penalty shot scored by number two, Matt Demarais.
All right, yeah, that's great. Apparently very superstitious. He's worn the same jock since he was 9 years old. Never washed.
That shouldn't fit, Dean. Here are the Brewstars in their own zone.
I bet it does.
Robertson will tip it deep. High stick nearly clipped the official. Warner.
I wish it did.
That might have been intentional. Here's Brant Stenlund. Over to Mulback.
Oh, that's offside.
Offside is...
That's a dumb play by
Stenlund,
Mulback.
And the Bymore Blues will regroup in their own zone. This is Mulback behind his own net, now gathering steam through center. Down the left. Surveying the scene. He'll cut towards the middle. Lost the puck on a toe drag, but there's Dan Grover, the playing coach, to gather it. He'll head behind the net. Centering looking for Stenlund, but that's stolen away by the Brewstars' Mike Lopson, and they'll come to center. Lopson throwing to McDonald down the left. Cole McDonald's got it in the corner. Man in front is Robertson, but couldn't find a passing lane. And now the puck to the right point for Deck. Wines fires, blocked, and the rebound gathered by Keith. Buy more with numbers here if they're not too exhausted. Keith drops. Stewart fires, and that's over the bar. Whistled, but just by the ear of Jared Powell.
Look at this lanky bastard.
That's Dr. Stu Robertson, Dean. You watch your mouth. Robertson centering. That's blocked by the Blues. And here's Keith through center. He's had a good game tonight. Keith weaving through the slot of the Brewstar zone. Drops for Knowles, and a quick shot stopped by Powell. 2-2 here with a minute 30 left in period number one. 4-on-2 for the Brewstars. Ruio up the middle, shot, and he scores! TJ Ruio somehow squished his way through those two blimps on the Bymore back end and tucked it home.
Ruio apparently very adept at Snapchat. He loves Snapchatting his dog. And I hope that's, not code for something.
I don't know what that means. I want to say a special hello to a celebrity in the building. That's Tim the Booze Guy.
Tim just gave us booze.
Here's Rick Stewart with a shot over the bar and whistles wide.
Why are there people here watching? This is incredibly bad hockey.
Looks like a near-capacity crowd here at Father David Bauer. Ruio with the puck in his own zone for the Brewstars. Less than 40 seconds left, and it is 4-2. Brewstars have come back from a 2-1 deficit, Dean. Here's Chatur down
low. I'm not paying attention.
Lost it to the Blues defense. There's not much time left, Dean.
I'm having rum and coke. Leave me alone.
Craig Gallagher to center. Stolen by Fitz of the Brewstars. He'll chip ahead. Ooh. And Dr. Andrea to the middle. 15 seconds left, but a late whistle. Warner's calling that offside a good 10 seconds after Andrea gained the zone.
Let's head back downstairs to Will Nault. Will on the Bymore bench. You're standing by. I see you're with the coach of the Bymore Blues.
Yeah, with the coaching staff, who's been heavily drinking all game long and running the gate. I don't know how you're doing it. I asked your team, what's going on with the referee here? You got a break there with the offside call, but he's been brutal tonight.
Well, you know what? We're not getting the calls as we wanted tonight, but I feel like it's going to come in our favor coming in the second or third period.
Well, your team is blowing a 2-0 lead here. What do you make of the second half of this first period? What happened?
Again, I feel like they got a couple good bounces, but I feel like our hard determination is going to take over.
What's going to be your intermission speech here?
Well, probably great moments come for great opportunities, so that's what we have here today.
That's terrible. Back upstairs to Dean.
Thanks, Will. That is just a bunch of hot nonsense, but we appreciate your efforts down on the bench.
That said, that Uncle Randy's got every bad cliche in the book. If anyone's going to motivate these Lugans from Bymore, he looks like the man sporting that cowboy hat and horrible sideburns.
Keep drinking, sir. Keep drinking.
Let's take a break. 4-2. The Brew Stars have scored four straight. The team in green has all the momentum. This is Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
34 years ago, it was flat out the most innovative vehicle ever imagined. 34 years later, it's flat out the best-selling minivan ever made. Today, it's the Dodge Grand Caravan ClearUp. With innovations like one-touch stow-and-go, there's room for everyone and everything. And right now, Canada's best-selling minivan is only $22,498 for a 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan CVP. Or get total discounts up to $12,850 on select models. See your Dodge dealer for details.
This week, shop the Lowe's Big Appliance Sale with huge savings on all major appliances. Save $436 on an LG front load laundry pair, now only $1,796. Plus, get 5x air miles reward miles and free delivery on all major appliances. Plus, save 10% on all kitchen cabinets. Offers end January 24th. And for 4 days only, January 18th to 21st, save an additional 15% on all in-stock fashion plumbing, lighting, tools, and paint. Some exclusions apply. See store or lowes.ca for details.
Get your tickets now for great Hitmen hockey action. Gather your family, friends, heck, your entire hockey team, and catch the intense end-to-end action. On January 19th, the Hitmen face off against the Kamloops Blazers. Game time, 7 p.m. Tickets are so affordable. Only $12.99 for kids and only $8.99 on Sundays. And adult tickets start at just $19.99. Go to hitmanhockey.com for details and tickets. Good hockey, good times, good price. It's all good.
There's a positive vibe in the real estate market. If you're thinking of buying or selling, it's important to have strong, experienced lawyers on your side to take you through all the intricacies. Lawyers Ron Thibault and Bill LeClaire of LeClaire Thibault focus on real estate transactions and issues. With over 40 years' experience, LeClaire Thibault is the law firm you want for anything real estate related. Tune in every Friday morning for advice from Ron on 660 News. Next up, will removing conditions make your offer on a house better? Visit CalgaryLaw.com for more info.
People always talk about resolutions. They say things like exercise, eat healthier, work smarter. But people seem to forget how real resolution can change your year and your life. What is real resolution? Look at the walls of flat panel TVs at Visions Electronics, and you'll see clearly. Visions Electronics. The better price, the wider choice, the smarter advice. Real resolution. It happens here.
Hi, I'm Peter Lubardius, broadcasting live from my Denali from Shaw GMC. You've heard me say it before, don't buy your truck from a car store. These people know trucks. The best selection, the most knowledge. Shaw GMC lives and breathes trucks. Calgary and Alberta's undisputed truck store, helping people find the right truck for 55 years. Trucks are in our DNA. Shaw GMC, Denali lives here, and we're on the Blackfoot.
Get game ready, Canada. The Toyota Drive for Gold event is here. Discover great offers on a wide range of Toyota models during these winter games. So hurry in to the Toyota Drive for Gold event while it lasts. Come into Country House Toyota and get 0% lease and finance rates, no payments till June, no charge maintenance plan, and we pay your tax. The Toyota Drive for Gold event is here at Country House Toyota. For all offers and savings, visit chtoyota.com.
You're listening to Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Jeez, that is a fat blue line. I mean really fat. Back to Ryan Pinder and Boomer at Father David Bauer Arena.
The score is 4-2. The Brew Stars leading the Bymore Blues after one period of play. It is Boomer along with Ryan Pinder here at the broadcast booth. The inaugural Beer League Hockey Championship, a 2-0 lead was squandered mightily by the Blues, who I think are really just fat and tired at this point, Ryan.
Look exhausted, Dean, sweating all over, red faces, and ashamed. 2-0, disappeared.
I smell gravy.
Here's Rick Stewart to the slot, firing, and just wide. Rob Kerr now in net for the Brew Stars. That could be an equalizing factor.
He is the talking goalie, and he's good at one of those two things.
Rick Stewart in the offensive zone will center. That's to his old man, Eldon. He mishandles that puck, and it's now loose in the left corner of the Brew Stars zone. Centering pass, tip just wide. That's Eldon Stewart with the redirect in the slot, just past Kerr. Another centering pass, hops over Rick Stewart's stick, and now the Brew Stars finally to center.
Eldon Stewart, you may not know this, is 100 years old. He's old as dirt.
I believe his children are old enough to be dirt, Dean. Here are the Blues in their own zone. Stewart flipping to the right wing, mishandled by his son Rick. Eldon to Rick. That connection worked earlier, but the Blues have really slowed down in the second period, just underway, and now a 4-2 lead for the Brew Stars.
Nolan McDonald is very upset. His stick was broken. He threw it into the goal net. There is one of his gloves. He left the ice in disgust. He's a pissy pants.
Apparently. Here's Zubik behind the net. Brew Stars. Robertson shot. Missed short side. Oh, I hope he's a better surgeon than a finisher, Dean. Dr. Robertson had a wide open look and put it short side. Here's Demaray in traffic. Mulbach strips him, and it's sent up the wall by the Brew Stars. Down the ice, off O'Brien, no icing on the play.
Kerr is outside the trapezoid. That should be a penalty.
Here's Mulbach in his own zone. Now firing, it scores!
Kerr is terrible.
That's an awful goal for Rob Kerr, my friends.
They shot that one from Nix across the street. Rob Kerr, awful.
That was halfway to the airport, Dean. That's embarrassing.
Again, talking and goalie, good at one, stinky at the other.
That changes the complexion of this game. It's now 4-3, and Bymore, having watched four in a row get past their netminder, little life for these fat slugs. Here's Lopson off the draw for the Brew Stars. Taken to the deck, no call from Warner. He's looking the other way. Brew Stars will try to gain the zone again. Dumped in. Scooped up and now brought towards center by Rick Stewart. He'll find Stenlund down the right. An old yellow plastic helmet from 1960, Dean. You can't miss him out there.
Brent Stenlund, he is an instrumentation tech, so basically he's a nerd.
McDonald centering, Lopson, that one stopped. Another big save. The MVP so far for the Brew Stars has been Ryan Gallagher, their netminder. He's kept it within one. Now a shot in tight, missed again, Dr. Robertson.
He's a lanky bastard.
Calling Dr. Robertson to the slot. Show up with your hands next game. Here's Kerr behind the net, handling the puck for the Brew Stars. Deck will slot it up the right wing for Robertson. Fits at the far blue line. He spotted him, a breakaway. No! Warner's called it offside. And if he's not blind, he should see some sort of an eye doctor.
Warner calling it.
It's like minor.
Speak up.
It's like minor hockey. We can't get too big a lead.
Well, anyone gambling on this game won't be happy to hear that, Dean.
The over-under. Well, I mean,
the spread's been totally ruined as Bymore's still within one. An incredibly awful offside call on a breakaway from Warner. Now a shot and they score. We got a tie game.
Kerr is the worst goalie in the world.
And it's the big behemoth Dwight Tucker.
Tucker's a monster.
The blue whale let one rip from the high slot. We're tied at four.
I can hear his ankles crying from up here. He's a fat mess, but can he wire the puck? And Rob Kerr... Kerr has pulled himself.
Yeah, well, again, someone had to.
And it's not even Friday night.
Was there a save mixed in by Kerr there? Or
not
was that
one.
Just two shots, two goals?
Nope.
And has it changed the complexion of this game? We're locked at fours now, 9 minutes left in period two. Perhaps the greatest relief on the Brew Stars bench, they've got a competent goaltender back in the crease. We thought Paolo was bad. No way. Here's Andrea down the left side for the Brew Stars, looking to get that lead back. Took a hook from Gallagher. That one undetected by Warner. Now fits in the high slot. Blocks a clearing attempt. Gallagher will gather. Send it ahead for Hopfer, and that one's turned over at the Brew Stars line. Here's Fitz. Fanning on a pass. Keith will gather for Bymore.
Look at this.
Knowles and Hopfer. Two on two. Hopfer centering. And Keith missed the pass there as he goes barreling into the netminder. Powell, who's replaced Kerr, who soiled himself.
Thank God.
In the Brew Stars net tonight. Blues zone. Chatur steals for the Brew Stars. Centering in tight, trying to wiggle through the defense was Andrea. Now he centers. Shot fits and a good save by Gallagher again for Bymore, keeping him in this thing.
Fitz is a he's a mess out there right now.
Here's Dwight Tucker, the most recent goal scorer. He'll wire this one all the way down. It hits Warner, and instead of icing, it's a break for Hopper into the slot where he's stripped. Now Spady will follow and curl and wait for help as Bymore makes changes. Long shot glove, Powell will drop it, and play continues with the Brew Stars, but stealing the puck's the old man, Eldon Stewart. Taken right back by the Brew Stars. Demaray out there, puck just eluding him off a skate. And Bymore at center will give to Rick Stewart. High slot, shot, scores! His second of the night! It's their first lead since 1-0, and Bymore's ahead!
He's a farmer, Ryan. He's a farmer. That's all I've got.
That is two goals for the younger Stewart. The father-son duo has been big for Bymore. Not big like the blue line, but the scorer.
Yeah, in terms of his contributions, big. But he's spindly otherwise.
Very draw one spindly. By the Brew Stars. Boy, they've got to be absolutely pissed at Kerr right now. Two soft goals early this period. Now Bymore's ahead.
Will Nault is down between the benches, standing by with Rob Kerr. Will, can you talk to Kerr just regarding the
horrible
play?
Are we doing a hit here?
The broadcast wants to know why you were so awful in net.
Well, first of all, I got no help back there, Will. I mean, I don't mean I'm
that's
a team
no excuse.
Guy. I'm a team.
Come on
guy.
Now.
It's all about team. I want to help these guys get better, but unless they choose to help themselves, there's nothing I can do for them.
Oh, that's outstanding.
That's an incredible addition to the blame game. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Brew Stars have it in their own zone, down by 1, 6:17 left in the second. Demaray, their leading scorer, will head back to his own zone.
Still sick of him.
Play to the defense. Now he gets a drop pass. Demaray down the right slot. Centering. Zubik scores. Backhand shelf. Oh, is that pretty. 5-5 with 6 minutes left.
Zubik goes backhand. Nicknamed the Z-Man. Apparently gave himself that nickname. So
that's
loser.
Not cool.
And apparently is on a strict diet every year of salmonella poisoning.
That's how he stays thin, Dean.
That's right. The X-Lax diet.
Demaray cannot wipe that smug grin off his face. He's about due for another misconduct, Dean.
Or a cross-check to the chin.
He set up that goal.
That's his number eight, Tom Schmidt. Zubik from Schmidt. Ooh. Official scoring change on the goal before that. It was actually Bymore. Congratulations.
All right, good. Thanks,
all right. Clearly the Wild Rose Brews have found their way to Beasley as the Brew Stars have the puck.
Beasley's
Schmidt in the
drunk.
Slot, shot, save made Gallagher, backhander, off the goalie and in, they score, and just like that, the Brew Stars get two from Zubik and they're back ahead, 6-5.
Zubik, he gets diarrhea, if you gotta be careful. Apparently fluent in gibberish as well, which is, it can be handy. When yes. Traveling.
I'm told no water bottle for Zubik, Dean. It's just a bottle of Pepto. 6-5 the score. The Brew Stars are now ahead. Two goals after Kerr equalized the game with his miserable performance in the Brew Stars net.
Number 21, Curtis Zubik. Big shout out to our official goal judges tonight.
Nope. And back to action we go. Here's ends for the Brew Stars. Bymore. He'll play ahead to Grover, the playing coach. Long pass misses the target, and this will trickle into the Brew Stars zone. Powell will leave for Doherty behind his own net. Now passing up the left side. Holds on. Fake the pass. Fooled the broadcaster. Now it's thrown to center. Slid ahead for Stenlin. Robertson steals, though. Here's the doctor fanning on a pass in front. He's having a miserable night game. I'm just glad he's not in surgery.
Stick to the stethoscope.
2-on-1 for Bymore. Down the left is Grover. Dropping. Oh, he missed the drop pass. Oh. Nolan McDonald. That's
Nolan
embarrassing.
Nolan McDonald. Take your skates off.
That was Molbeck, excuse me. I've got the wrong team.
Well,
two
he can take his skates
they
off,
They can both
too.
Take their skates that off, Dean. 3:37 left in period two.
That dope.
Here's Powell, the netminder, leaving for Deck.
Oh.
Wow, that's a little vicious from Bymore.
Never mind that. That's with tough hockey.
With the stick in there. Tyson Keith. But Warner seems to like it.
Warner's all right with it.
3-on-2 for Brew Stars.
That was just even up.
Doherty behind the net for Lobson. Right corner. Centering for the Brew Stars. That's broken up by the big, bulky, blubbery Bymore defense. At center, here's Keith 2-on-2. Got a man with him, Hooper. It could be a 3-on-2. Centering pass off the skate of Lobson. And look at this. Whoa! Big slash here Doherty taking one.
Hey, hey, hey. Fun.
And that's an egregious slash right there from the Bymore Blues. Dwight Tucker, he's clearly an enforcer with the two-hander right on the calf.
Benches, boys, benches. Have a beer.
Mike Lobson on the receiving end of that. That is no fun.
That was real.
Well, I'm a little surprised that Mr. Dwight Tucker is going to stay in this game, as it appears.
Yeah.
But Warner Tucker, is the official here.
Tucker flipped his lid.
Tucker's got a decent baseball swing, Dean. He might be a two-sport athlete.
Yeah, he got the Gullitson going there. Pretty good stuff. Apparently he's a rancher, has a couple of kids.
I don't even know what to do.
Warner's trying to sort this
all
out.
Right,
he doesn't
no
have a
more
clue.
Beer, guys.
Warner has cut off the Buy More
oh,
Blues.
Oh, dear.
Who's the coaches?
Warner wants a coaching summit. He wants a summit.
All right. Well, I don't know. Is
Will
Dwight
Cooler,
Tucker going to stay out there? He's getting looked at here, but...
Will cooler heads prevail?
These Bymore boys don't mess around, Dean.
No, they don't.
Here's what we'll do. 1:52 remaining in the second. We'll take a break, come back with more second period action as Warner sorts out a two-handed stick swinging from Bymore on the Brew Stars. This is Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
My subscription to Texture lets me choose everything, whether it's touring Bangkok with a food lover's eye in a car,
or previewing the season's hottest shows in Entertainment Weekly,
or feeding my food obsession with fresh ideas from Ricardo. Texture is the app that offers me great magazines at my fingertips.
It's easy to satisfy your curiosity with Texture. With over 200 magazines and counting, you can choose everything. Subscribe today at texture.ca or directly when you download the Texture app.
Hi, can I help you?
Just buying a coffee.
Well, don't buy one. Here, get one free cup of our cooperative coffee.
Okay.
It's Co-op's Don't Buy One, Get One Free Coffee event at all our convenience stores. No coupon, no fine print, no purchase, just free coffee.
Are you sure I can take a free cup of your cooperative coffee?
Yes. Don't BOGO. Just go. Grab a free cup of coffee at any of our co-op gas station convenience stores today.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Peter Lumardius, broadcasting live from my Denali from Shaw GMC. You've heard me say it before. Don't buy your truck from a car store. These people know trucks. The best selection, the most knowledge. Shaw GMC lives and breathes trucks. Calgary and Alberta's undisputed truck store, helping people find the right truck for 55 years. Trucks are in our DNA. Shaw GMC. Denali lives here, and we're on the Blackfoot.
January 15th is Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year. Get out of the blues and into the sun with Sunwing's Blue Monday Buster Sale. Save up to 60% on vacation packages to top-rated resorts. Get on board with the number one to the sun and experience award-winning service every step of the way. Book today with your travel agent or...
Saturday. It's going to be a good day. Always is. It's because of all the games during the week. The one played on Saturday night is a special one. This is the story of a love affair between a country and a game. If you want to try and teach someone about Canada, you go to the television Saturday night and it becomes crystal clear.
Hockey Night in Canada on CBC and Sportsnet.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to Lexus of Royal Oak.
It's hockey season, Lexi. You know what that means.
You get to lose to me again in the Fantasy Hockey League? I can't wait.
Not so fast, Lexi. It means you can brave the road this winter with the Lexus safety system. This month, lease the 2018 IS300 all-wheel drive from $499 monthly and credits up to $2,000.
Great choice. Much better than your draft picks.
Easy, Lexi. This season's just warming up.
Lexus of Royal Oak, Calgary's newest Lexus dealer in the Northwest Auto Mall.
Why wait? The future has arrived. Evolve to the entirely new 2018 collection at Glenmore Audi. Their new pristine portfolio of models has arrived, including the A6 and A7. Each and every Audi is built for the future with available driver assist features like adaptive cruise control, lane assist, and traffic jam assist. Don't wait. Drive into the future now. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com.
Why buy a spa that's almost as good when you can have an actual Arctic spa from Paradise Bay? So you found a spa almost as good as an Arctic spa. Now, do they almost set it up for you? When you buy an Arctic spa, you also get Paradise Bay's legendary install service. That means when you get your tub, the installer doesn't leave until you're happy and you have a towel in your hand. Arctic spas built in Alberta, sold at Paradise Bay. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Hi, this is Steven with Tony William Roofing and Exteriors. You know we do sloped roofing, but do you know that we do flat roofing as well? Residential and commercial. And metal roofing too. We do custom metal panels, hardy plank siding, custom exteriors integrating features of stone, longboard exotic woods, and custom woodworking. We do all of this because we want to make our clients' homes look as beautiful as possible. We want to blow the doors off of your neighbors when they look at your house. So visit TonyWilliam.com or call us at 403-454-1366.
Live from Father David Bauer Arena, it's Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Back to Pinder and Boomer with the call. Hey guys, these players sure have looked terrible so far.
Welcome back to Father David Bauer Arena. A stick swinging incident has kind of put a bit of a damper on things. We have decided to start the third period. The
Warner just calling the second, and probably one of the only good moves he's made all night. Just horrible officiating.
Or ever.
Let things get out of hand. Yeah. But now a two-hander on the shins, or on the calf, I should say, from Bymore to a Brew Star player.
We'll go down to Will Nault. He's standing by on ice level as we get ready for the opening faceoff. Just very quickly catching up with Rhett Warner. Will, down to you.
Yes, here with Rhett Warner, the extraordinary referee. Rhett, what have you seen out there tonight?
A lot of toe drags, a lot of has-beens, a lot of slow, a lot of fat.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah. I think I'm on my game.
Tell him he looks terrible.
I'm out here by myself.
Dean says he looked terrible.
I'm reffing a tough game out here. Those guys sitting up in the stands, they don't know what it's like being in the, what do they call it?
The teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best of luck
great.
To you.
Thanks, Rhett.
Yeah, there's Rhett. He's feeling great.
Thank you, Will.
Smells like beer.
That's Rhett Warner getting his teeth wet in officiating, Dean.
So we've had an ejection from the game.
Yeah, they've said goodbye to the big hulking rear guard, Dwight Tucker. He's been kicked out of this game for a two-hand slash on Mike Lobson, and we're underway in the third period, Dean. 6-5, the Brew Stars lead. Here's Spady to Stewart, and there's a good save made by Powell early. Rick Stewart looking for the hat trick there. Back the other way, Chatur for the Brew Stars. Centering pass gobbled up by Keith. Swept to center. Here's Rick Stewart again. One-on-one. Got some help with him. He'll drop it. Now firing Spady. Big save Powell. He's rounding into form, Dean. It looked like he was asleep in the first 5 minutes of this contest.
I just think it hit him.
Also a chance of that. Brew Stars in their own zone will collect the dump in. Slowing things down behind the net is TJ Ruio. He'll bank it off the wall to Chatur at center ice. 3-on-3, Chatur will play to his left for Andrea, the doctor. Down the left wall, cutting towards the middle, he'll drop. Long shot off of Bymore's stick, and that'll wrap around to the line where it's held onside by Schmidt. Nice play there to knock it out of midair.
Holy Schmidt.
That's right, fits in the slot, just misses that pass.
What? Come on.
Take it to the left corner.
Shut up.
O'Brien at the point, down low for Fitz. Behind the net for Chatur, but Bymore will break that up, and now Schmidt at the right point, again holding it in.
Holy...
Andrea, long, soft shot, set aside easily by Gallagher.
Schmidt.
Fits the rebound off the end wall, turns, fires, and that one will be cleared by Bymore after it hit the side of the cage.
Interesting note about Sean Andrea. Apparently he'll never find a girl that he loves more than his mom, which is awkward and disturbing.
Doesn't bode well, Dean.
Unless she's hot.
Here's a chance in this line. Mulbach! Oh! Best save of the night by Powell, who will keep the play alive. The horn goes off, a little confusion, but that was a save by Powell as the Brew Stars come back 3-on-2. Fitz, shot, stopped by Gallagher, and he'll cover the rebound. And Demaray gets taken down to the deck by groundwater. They know exactly who to key on.
I'm not calling penalties.
Warner's basically just standing at the red line. There's no...
He doesn't know what's onside or offside. That's clear tonight.
No, which is really stunning based on what we know of him. He's putting in the bare minimum.
There's Nolan McDowell. McDonald wins the draw. His family, a huge fan of the Brew Stars, Dean. His sister married one. Here's Demaree in the slot. Dangling backhand centers, and they score! It's the play of the game. Connor Doherty will tap in that gorgeous setup from Demaree. And that's not a hat trick, but we've got a hat on the ice. Doherty with the goal, and Demaree,
goal,
another helper.
Of the night, scored by number 21, Curtis. Give the hat back, Zubik.
Don't believe that was Zubik. Was it Zubik?
It was Zubik, buddy.
Well, there's the hat trick.
He went back door. Zubik was standing at the side of the net, and he tucked it in for his third. And again, that diarrhea problem he's got really not factoring in tonight. He's been great.
Mulbach. Shot blocked by Schmidt. Bruce Stars now with a comfortable two-goal lead.
Because I know when I have diarrhea, I'm really
That's
cranky.
That's enough, Dean, as the Bruce Stars O'Brien will play to the left. Centering pass broken up by Bymore. Mulbach will play this off the wall to himself in the corner and now find a man at center ice. That's Leonard Schoffer ahead to Grover. Left wing to the middle. Shot set aside by Powell. Rebound to the corner. Here's Schoffer again.
Watch your mouth.
Missed Mulbach, and O'Brien of the Bruce Stars defense will attempt to chip this out. Held at the line by Keith. Bruce Stars say it's offside. Warner didn't have a clue, and he just blew it dead.
It was almost deliberate. I almost went down to the other end.
Warner's now skating around with a water bottle at all times, Dean.
He's our friend.
Did I say water?
Yeah.
My mistake. 7:56 remaining in the third. Bruce Stars leading this game 7-5, although it says 6-5 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's, you know, whatever.
Volunteers, Dean. You can't pay them, and they're no good. Here's Deck on the end wall. Leaving Ooh. For Lobson. Some pushing and shoving and a little chatter here between the defender of the Bruce Stars and the forward of the Bymore Blues. That's Tyson Keith and Jason Deck, and those two had a little chat. Play continues. Warner's broken them up. Doherty dancing in. Stop made by Gallagher, and play will continue with Bymore, getting it up the right side and out to center. Knowles looking for Keith, past him. He'll chase it down in the corner of the Bruce Stars zone. Keith behind the net with that horrible Fu Manchu, trying to center off a skate, and kicked in to stay onside by Gallagher at the line.
Gallagher is a house.
He is. His brother's in net. More of a recreational vehicle-sized man. 6:56 remaining, period three, 7-5, Bruce Stars ahead. Long pass from Bymore, won't work, it's icing, but Warner hasn't called one all night, so play will continue.
Jason Deck got into a little pushing and shoving there, apparently very much in favor of marijuana legalization.
Well, he's a huge fan of Jason DeForest as well. Funny how those things work. Crowther's going to get called for tripping here, Dean. He took down Spady. Crowther was last man back for the Bruce Stars and got a little bit cute. Lost the puck and had to trip his man.
Apparently he's a great guy and a perfect teammate. So, you know, great.
It's going to be penalty. A breakaway penalty shot for the Bruce Stars here, Dean. Or excuse me, the Bymore Blues down two. This could tighten things up.
It's going to be Spady.
He was taken down, and Crowther, the penalized player, he'll go down to a knee at the circle behind center ice, the face-off circle, not dot, and he's slow to his feet. This will be a clean break for Spady. Slot, shot, stop by Powell. That's a big one. Bruce Stars still up by two.
Powell not as terrible as I thought he was at the start of the game, because I thought, I mean, really, he was awful.
I mean, it was Eddie Lackbad, Dean. It really was a rough start to the game for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, terrible. Like, really bad.
Fitz will take the draw for the Bruce Stars, and out to center it comes, chopping at it and reeling it in as Andrea down the right, around the defensive ends, to the corner. Has Chatur in front, but lost the handle. Schoffer does a flyby on the puck for Bymore.
This Andrea's a bit of a, he's a bit of a shinny dink.
And Fitz pushing and shoving with groundwater. Those two have had something going all night. This is getting physical in the late stages with 5:05 remaining.
Yeah, it's a chirp show out there. There's a lot of chirping going on.
Did that puck up end up in the net, Dean?
I have
it looks
no
like
idea.
The Bruce Stars are celebrating.
Rhett's keeping the puck, the face-off deep.
Oh. And apparently it is a goal.
All right, well, Warner
there
on top
go.
Of it.
No, the only thing job worse than the referee tonight might be the scorekeeper and the official scorers.
Change.
Should be
sit on the lead.
Should be 8-5. Instead, it's showing 6-5 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening. But again, none of this matters. So, I mean,
they're slashing
whatever.
Like it matters. I'll say that. Bymore with the puck behind their own net. Stolen by the Brew Stars. Sharp angle chance set aside by Gallagher. Ruio has the rebound. Way out of his net, Gallagher. Centered. Loose on the line and covered up. Gallagher, a huge error, but dove back into the crease to cover up.
Gallagher has been the backbone, the liver, the stomach, the ankles.
The love handles of this Bymore team.
There's no question about
everything.
It.
Everything. Again, they've already had a player ejected from this contest. And really, since then, it's been all Brew Stars. But here's a break. Stenlin fires. Save Powell. And the rebound set aside as well. Two big saves.
Stenlin, you needed that
for the Brew Stars.
Bum.
Stenlin with that yellow helmet. And he doesn't just look silly with the helmet, Dean. He had two great chances and missed them both there.
Yeah, he did.
Brew Stars, Ruio tried to dance through two Bymore Blues, turned it over, but Demaree's there to help.
Oh, Demaree.
Play it back to the netminder, Powell.
Just enough. Sick of this guy.
Mulback steals for Bymore, has it side of the net, will curl away from Fitz, on his backhand behind the net, slides to the right corner. Centered by Stenlin, there's a slap shot, knuckleball stopped.
How didn't that go
by
in?
Powell. There's a centering chance, and they score! It's that ugly yellow helmet, and Stenlin's on the board, finally.
Like I said, Stenlin's he's a great player. It was just a matter of time. You could see the tenacity and the skill right there. Just a great heart and soul effort from who's really the backbone of their team. Like I say, Stenlin, the backbone, the heart, the guts, the gout of this Bymore Blues team.
I've never seen a yellow Crayola score a goal in hockey, Dean, but that's as close as it gets with that getup. 2:26 left. Should be 8-6 now. It's showing 7-6 on the scoreboard. This could be an issue. Demaree.
You seem very focused on the score for some reason.
Seems to be what they're playing for with all these slashes. Maybe not.
All right.
Here's Keith to Knowles. Bymore looking to equalize. Knowles, toe drag, picked away by the toe of the stick of Demaree, and it's a 3-on-2 to center. Both these teams are gassed. Demaree inside of Schoeffer, centering Zubik. Fanned on the backhand. He had a chance for his fourth. Now Demaree slides it wide. He's got the puck, playing it behind the net for Zubik. Right corner to the point. Schmidt waits, fires, tipped. They score!
No goal. No goal.
Warner saying no goal.
High sticking, no goal.
O'Brien tipped that one.
After close
review. High stick single.
Yeah, Rhett, that's the... God, he's awful. Is this the high stick signal?
Could have been a big goal.
Was a big goal.
Well, it was called a not goal at all.
Has Demaree come off the ice? I mean, what an absolute puck hog this guy.
He was penalized in period one. That's about it for time off the ice.
Hey, Demaree, get over yourself.
Here's Rick Stewart, left corner of the offensive zone for Bymore. Back to Schaefer, left point. Long shot set aside by Powell through a crowd. And Spady on the rebound on the right side. Turns to the slot, fires, and put it wide. Schoeffer, one of the Schoeffer brothers. That's Leonard.
That's Leonard. He can block out the sun.
And a bad shot as well, as that one went all the way around and out to center. Breakaway chance. Demaree the puck hog, and he's called offside. Rhett, that's your best call of the night.
Timeout. All right. Stop the clock for sure. Who's running the clock? So it's offside and a timeout. Bymore has called a timeout.
I think Warner might have pretended you could actually call a timeout in the middle of play.
Yeah, maybe.
That was a breakaway for the Brew Stars.
We go down to Will Nault. He is on the Bymore Blues bench. What's the state down there? They have...
Let me try and get inside the conversation here as the Bymore Blues are in the timeout.
That's Uncle Randy, their head coach.
Hit him hard and hit him fast.
Yeah, great.
Hit him hard and hit him fast.
That's
what they say, Dean. So nobody says that. Hit him fast. You hit someone fast.
Is that 30 seconds? How long is the timeout?
Yeah, drop the puck, Stripes.
Are you good,
Blue? Jeez.
We're good? All right, let's go.
7-6 is kind of the
How
score.
How long
We're
does
in the final
30
minute
seconds
of play.
Last? That's our friend, unsure of how long 30 seconds is. Want to say a very much thank you to Corey Woke and Morris Boyer on hand tonight. There are medical, the physicians are here. They found the defibrillator. I'm sure they've used it a couple of times, but a big thanks. Innovative Sport Medicine on scene here tonight. Of course, Corey Woke was on the staff of the World Junior team. Morris Boyer, the Calgary Flames, only the best of the best for this S show.
And you know what, Dean? It might be the only reason no one's died yet tonight. We got a slashing call here. 24 seconds left. And who's going to go?
Number eight.
He's saying number eight. That looks like Tom Schmidt. Okay. There's no eight on the ice, Dean. That's why everyone's confused.
Well, it's that Schmidt character.
And Warner, the referee tonight, is elected for the breakaways from center with a trail, with a chaser, so to speak. The penalized player up from an E, Schmidt chasing Keith to the slot. Fires. Scores! Keith has tied this at seven with a penalty shot goal with 24 seconds left.
Tyson Keith, he's never smiled in his life and isn't smiling now. He's mean.
24 seconds left. Bymore on the brink of a massive upset. And now Warner wants to talk things over with Rob Kerr.
Oh, apparently. We got till 8:15, don't we?
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't have a clue what he's doing.
Warner is completely lost.
Throws the puck towards center. Apparently that's a faceoff. Bruce Dar's control. Here's Robertson playing to his left.
Lanky bastard.
He's got McDonald there, bumped off the puck by Spady. Things getting physical late here.
Yeah, we're going to have a tilt-a-whirl right quick here.
Already one player ejected for a two-handed slash. And now a long shot from center from the Bruce Stars. And zeros on the clock. Period three comes to an end. Due to some horrible officiating, a timely penalty shot goal, and a bad scorekeeper, it's 7-7, Dean. This thing should be over.
It should be over, and partially because the Blues are really fat and out of shape. I didn't think they'd make it to the end of the three periods, so a credit to them just for breathing.
Rob Kerr's now calling the two captains to center. We might start overtime here.
Oh, go figure. Matt Demaree coming out for the Bruce Stars. Oh, jeez.
It's a heads or tails flip of a puck. And I think that might determine who goes first in a shootout, Dean. Am I seeing this right?
It's
Blue shooting first.
We're going to a shootout, Dean, tied at seven.
All right.
What a night.
So the Bymore Blues first up. It's going to be the very angry-looking Tyson Keith. I have nothing bad to say about him. He's a frightening human.
Just scored the game-tying goal with 24 seconds left. And now Keith will gather the puck at center. First shooter in the shootout. Keith will take it to the right circle. Back to the middle. Firing. Scores! Tyson Keith.
Like
it's
I said,
a bad Fu Manchu, but what a finish, Dean.
Why don't you go tell him it's a bad Fu Manchu?
I'm good.
I just peed myself.
All right, 1-0 Bymore in the shootout. We don't know how many rounds there are, Dean, but I'm told we have the ice till 8:15. So you draw your own conclusion. Here's Mike Lopson, left circle, moving in, fires and scores! The Bruce Stars have tied the shootout at one.
Lopson has yet to secure employment in his adult life, so credit to him for having some sort of a skill set at all.
Can afford gear, that's impressive, Dean. Now the Bruce Stars, Rick Stewart, two goals tonight, including the game opener. Stewart fires off the post. Powell said there's nothing there, but the way Stewart's looking, he missed an opening. And here he is, Dean, your favorite player. Matt Demaree, the three-point-per-game leading scorer of the Bruce Stars with a chance to put him up 2-1.
Break your leg, break your leg, break your
moving
leg.
Moving in quickly, forehand scores! Matt Demaree with a big Ric Flair right in front of the Bymore bench, and they do not like it.
It all comes down to this, Ryan.
It'll be Brett Mulbach. Mulbach, the 29-year-old forward. Right-hand shot. We'll move to the left circle. Shot, side of the net, and the Bruce Stars are your champions. The first ever Boomer and Warner Beer League champions. They're soaking it up, Dean, and they'll be soaking up some Wild Rose beer to celebrate tonight.
I can't wait till there's punches thrown under the stands. It's going to be great. Just a fantastic inaugural event. But certainly, Mulbach, the GOAT, lost control of the puck and then shot it off the side of the net. He's terrible.
Well, some decent performances sprinkled in with a huge pile of disappointment and cholesterol-laden, overweight men, Dean.
Well, if you had to tip your cap, you certainly would take a look at the Bymore Blues. Their goaltender kept them in this thing, Ryan Gallagher. He's better when he's drunk, Ryan, so maybe
must
a few more beers.
Pinned today, he was great.
Would have been better for the Blues. And on the other side, of course, Curtis Zubik gets the hat trick. And, man, that diarrhea, you just can't say enough.
If he's playing through it, I'm impressed, because that's one of the finer performances you could ever see with a man bathing in his own fecal matter. Only two performances really to be ashamed of, Dean. Rhett Warner, multiple blown calls as the ref, and Rob Kerr really changed the tone of this game with two incredibly soft goals that allowed Bymore back in it early in the second.
We have Will Nault. Will, can you grab the goaltender there for us, please? Can you grab Gallagher just for a, obviously disappointed, but if you could grab him for a moment, that'd be great.
You bet. I'm standing right here with the MVP of the Bymore Blues. Take me through that one.
Well, it was an intense one. I don't know what to say. The boys played hard. These guys have some hands. We're not used to passing on this kind of ice. Need a smaller ice, we can get rougher with them.
Well, the Olympic size really changed it.
Oh, that changes the game for us big time. And we're all fat and lazy. We don't want to skate that much.
Yeah, what do you think of the mismatch? I mean, you got all these guys under 30. You guys are a bunch of fat slugs.
Yeah, it's a good time. We had fun. I think everybody had fun.
You're the MVP. Congratulations, buddy. There you go. Gallagher's the star.
Ryan Gallagher, the 34-year-old netminder. An unbelievable performance in the Bymore net, keeping things close. That mixed in with Rob Kerr's miserable performance in the Bruce Stars net, and what a game we had.
Yeah, it really did end up being a story in this hockey game. We'll grab Curtis Zubik of the Bruce Stars, number 21. He, of course, with the hat trick tonight. But really impressed on behalf of the Bymore Blues that they were able to really just keep from dying.
And there's Dwight Tucker back out after being kicked out of this game for a vicious two-handed slash.
And to look at him, you absolutely knew he was going to give a wicked two-hand slash to someone.
Interestingly, he gave the I have the belt motion after slashing one of the Bruce Stars. I believe Mike Lopson got the worst of it.
Yeah,
I think he does have the belt, Dean, but he got kicked out of this one.
I have nothing to say, Ryan, because I'm frightened.
We do have to interact with these people later. That is a
That's right.
Very interesting distinction. Your final score, 8-7 in a shootout. The Bruce Stars victorious on Father David Bauer. And, Dean, what only could have been for Bymore, that smaller ice surface Ryan Gallagher mentioned could have been a difference maker. Instead, the Olympic ice, and that's just more sweat and more strain on those cholesterol-clogged hearts of the Blues.
Yeah, I agree with his assessment. Certainly the ice size, conditioning, all of it, really not their forte. Smaller, slower, and fatter, probably their team motto.
Yes. Well, what a great performance, at least from this broadcast team and a few of these players out here. Dean, great working with you. What a pleasure. I want to thank our engineer.
Before we wrap, we're going to go down to ice level.
Oh, we've got Will Nault.
Will Nault standing by with the Bruce Stars MVP, Curtis Zubik.
A hat trick for Zubik tonight, and you led your team to victory. I talked to the goaltender for the Bymore Blues. I feel like your team chemistry and speed and this huge ice able to take advantage of the fat slugs tonight.
I'd like to thank my line mates. I got two open nets. It was pretty easy, but the goalie didn't have a chance when I was shooting.
He was pretty good tonight, though.
He was very good. We should have Warner made a couple questionable calls, but I don't know. We had a breakaway, and obviously you didn't see it. Called it offside, that could ice the game, and we had to win it in the shootout.
What you're saying is Red Sox.
Maybe.
There you go. Congratulations, and have fun tonight.
Thank you.
There he is. Thank you, Will Nault, down with Curtis Zubik. No one likes a whiner, Zubik. You won the game. Shut your big mouth.
Well, he said maybe it was bad, but I think we read between the lines.
So what do we have here tonight? You look at Matt Desmarais. Again, I'm disgusted. I don't even want to bring up his name again. Michael Bryan. He was the Springfield Electric Employee of the Year, 12 years running.
Wow.
Has a dog named Hank, so Jay, in love with him. Maybe may kiss him on the mouth later tonight.
Also a huge marijuana enthusiast. That's interesting to note.
Chris Chatur leads the team in assists. He's the active Ironman streak. Very little. I don't like him. Tom Schmidt, very tall. The dirtiest player in the league and apparently smokes between periods. In this day and age, I take my hat off to that. I mean, it's
not easy, Dean.
It's not easy to do. Connor Doherty has a 4.7 Uber driver rating, which is...
That's pretty good, I think.
It's pretty good, but still, I wonder about the 0.3. You know, I mean...
Probably someone who was drunk. It's not his fault.
Known to enjoy a strawberry vape, which is gross. Mike Lobson took a two-hander and played through it. Good luck on that one. Get some ice bags for that. Cole McDonald.
His presence needed in this one, Dean, against a bigger, fatter Bymore team. He was the blimp on the Brew Stars.
Yeah, really used his embarrassing size tonight. 5'8.5", 240. We mentioned the gout. That steady diet of Wendy's pizza and beer a factor tonight.
Yes.
Curtis Zubik, we spoke with him. Brendan Crowther, don't know a lot about him. I guess he's all right. Jason Deck doesn't shake hands after the game because he's a Harvey tryhard. Jared Powell, speed reader. And again, as we heard earlier, passed out in Vegas and lost all of his ID.
That's how he looked in net for the first period, Dean, but he rounded into form as the game got going.
TJ Ruio, apparently a realtor. That's exciting. Great gig.
Is it?
Sean Andrea, loves his mom. Like, really loves his mom. Chris Fitz.
Physical Chris Fitz.
Yeah.
Engaged tonight.
He was a bit of a, a bit of a hothead, quite honestly. Nolan McDonald or Mac Donnell says he's got bigger calves than me. We'll find out in a matter of hours.
I'll tell you what, he does have that are bigger. His stones are huge because he's allowed his sister to marry his teammate Cole McDonald.
Again,
I don't know how that stands in the household.
That's great. And apparently Dr. Stu Robertson.
Boy, did he miss a lot of empty nets tonight.
Yeah, terrible effort by him to think that we had to go to a shootout because he was so bad.
I wondered if I should be giving him credit to get into scoring position as much as he did, but he couldn't finish worth a lick. Really an embarrassing performance from the doctor.
Yeah, the fatigue became a part of it, the conditioning, and really, I think near the end, Bymore got hungry. You know, I think they needed some food and maybe became hangry. You know what I mean? Then the anger kind of took over, and I feel like as soon as that kicked in, they kind of lost control.
You can't have that many guys close to 300, Dean, without bringing some supplies to the bench. It's really more of a marathon than a sprint, and we saw that tonight. They were up 2-0.
Blown leads, needed burgers. Sad tale. What a night, Ryan.
Well, it's been a lot of fun here from Father David Bauer. Any final thoughts on our inaugural Beer League Championship, Dean? Clearly all the folks at Wild Rose, as long as the beers aren't being stolen from the concession, a good night for their business.
Wild Rose Brewery, title sponsor of the Beer League Championship. So proud to do everything we do with those guys. They're great. Looks like there's a lot of cans around here. Apparently the bar was open. The folks here at Father David Bauer for letting us come on in and do what we do here tonight. Thanks to both of these teams. It got a little hot, but hey, let's be honest. This is a big deal. It's not like we just grabbed a couple Beer League teams and threw a puck on the ice. This is a big deal.
And there is going to be a very cheap and small trophy presented at the brew house at Wild Rose just off Crowchild.
That's right.
And 50th tonight.
Thanks to John Gronin, our anthem singer tonight.
Nailed it.
Thanks to all of our staff for coming out. DJ Powerplay spinning the beats. Will Nault getting it done for us down at ice level. Rob Kerr for sucking in net.
Boy, was
Corey,
he bad.
Corey Woke, Morris Boyer for toting around. They had a cooler with something in it. I'm guessing it was a human head. I don't know. But and thanks to all of you for listening and joining us on what has to have been a real waste of 2 hours of radio airtime.
One final thank you. We can't get on the air for this waste of time if not for the fine work of our chain-smoking engineer, who we didn't even catch one cuss word on the air tonight, which is quite a feat because he really literally has no filter and swears all the time. So to Jeff Mason, thank you for your fine work and probably hammering two darts at the same time right now, making up for lost time.
You can thank him. I won't because I hate him.
Thank you, Dean.
Good night, Ryan.
For all of us at Sportsnet 960 The Fan, this has been Boomer and Warner's Beer League Championship on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.